Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective, man. It is a beautiful Monday. You know, I realized that productivity has always been a very big hindrance of mine. And to be honest with you, I think things have finally taken off in regards to productivity because now I am fully aware of the distractions of things that literally take away so much time. And it's funny, after getting and eliminating three of them, as a matter of fact, I ended up realizing, saying to myself, oh my God. So now that I've eliminated three of the biggest things that were taking away so much of my time, here I am sitting in front of my laptop saying, well, all I can do is work on my passionate projects right here. And so here you are today, wanting to improve your life and be responsible for yours, just as I am more responsible for mine, to take actions and develop those habits to advance your life, right? And so that you can be someone who cares about being a role model, being more mindful, being more disciplined, right? And when we do these things, we can end up being better for ourselves and for our families, teams, companies, society, world, you know? And it all starts between our ears. And so, you know, I think, my girlfriend probably when we were just dating and stuff like that, almost about a year and a half ago, she asked me, she's like, why did you feel the need to heal back in 2020? And I told myself, you know, I was asking myself at the time, like, oh man, that was the only way to be honest with you, to bring you into my life, because I was still trapped in a past that was suffocating me. And so I had to heal myself. And thank goodness I had the ability to, you know, find someone to help me along that journey. And, you know, she says, well, why do you want to do the transformation coaching program? Well, to be a better future husband, to be a better father, future father, to be a better future everything. There are so many different things that will help me in terms of improving my life and being responsible and developing these habits and being able to just win Mondays in general. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing right here, right now, is to win Mondays. So here we go. It's time to learn how to set goals, okay? And on Mondays, just as you heard my podcast yesterday, there is a way for you to win and to set those goals. And to be honest with you, it all starts with the Friday finishers, you know, and delivering whatever it is by 5 p.m. on Friday, the things that you said you were going to get done, right? And so first and foremost, it's not about just writing goals. It's about typing out your projects of passion, right? I'm talking about the big picture projects that you are excited about, what you're passionate about. Maybe it's, I don't know, writing the book, you know, maybe just the title of the book, and then writing out some specific actions that you need to do and edit and publish so that you could market your book in big terms and setting those deadlines, you know? And sometimes, man, I can have a lot of projects. And to be honest with you, the more you have, the worse. But if you have 2 to 3 major projects that you're working on and you look at them every day, even if one of them isn't even due for the next, let's say, 3 months, at least, even if you're not even working on it, maybe it's 2 to 3 months out. But seeing them every single day keeps you and keeps your mind on the big picture, you know? And so many people, obviously, they write out their daily to-dos. And you may have clarity for today, but they're lost in the coming months because that big picture passion, that purpose is just not there, right? So those big picture, you know, those big projects of passion, it can be like decorating the house, right? Writing the book, going on an adventure, hiring a team, launching the marketing team, whatever it may be, just put those 3 big pictures right there. Okay, whatever projects of passion you may have. I'm going to start decorating the hell out of this office real soon because I want to be able, every time I come in here, I need inspiration. And by having those 3 big pictures right there, now I can go into the next phase, which is the 5 tasks, the subtasks, that you need and will put beneath that and set deadlines for each of them. Right? Even if you're making up deadlines and it may not even be possible, just making sure that you set deadlines that remind you and bug you. And then it's all about the reminders of action. You know, now reminders for action, whether it's in regards to that or in regards to me building up habits. So for me to boost my energy and my productivity, it only takes 15 days of a habit to begin to feel better in terms of my energy. You won't believe it. Right before this podcast, I'm just going to throw this on in there too. I downloaded an application. And, you know, me, it's just all about the reminders. And I downloaded one a couple of days ago, and it's always saying, okay, reach out to someone and show one note of appreciation. Okay, what is that thing that you did so great this morning? And me just being more present. But then I downloaded another application. And every day I wake up at about 5 a.m., but I get lost in the midst of all the chaos before that 5 a.m. You know, I'm looking at the news, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that. And to be honest with you, now I'm like, okay, I got 7 habits I'm going to do before 6 a.m. It could be overwhelming, but 1, drink water. 2, saying to myself as an affirmation, I feel great today. And whatever I could do to open up my body, my hips, so that I could win that specific moment. Then I go straight into meditation. Now, that meditation is consistent of, obviously, the soft belly meditation, which is basically me, you know, breathing in through my nose and out through my mouth, breathing. And then at the same time, being grateful. Now, that grateful could come with journaling or just writing down 10 things that I'm grateful for. And it's really crazy because, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're like, well, what are 10 things that I'm grateful for? Go, goddamn, there are 10, absolutely, there are 10 things that I'm grateful for. And I remember I used to write down the goal setting that I did with the transformation program. It was like, okay, I'm going to achieve this by this time, by that time. And I'll probably be getting back into that because I will be doing the program and whatnot. But, you know, I used to write down that gratitude list very, very often back in 2020. And that's how I started reframing just about everything. And then right after that, at about 5:45, just before my first class, what are the 3 most important tasks? And write down that to-do list. See, that's my morning routine. And so then there's the afternoon routine, 12 p.m. notification, breathe, to meditate, soft belly again, being grateful again, disconnecting and unplugging. And I put that there as a tab to say, okay, this is when you get lost a little bit and you start veering off and you become very distracted. Instead, get inspired. And again, saying to myself, I feel great today. I'm going to have another, notification. What did you do earlier this morning that was amazing? And then writing down the 3 most important tasks again. Then at 7 p.m., it's a full-on evening routine. Now, other than obviously being with my girlfriend, going out and having pizza or this or that, maybe on weekends and stuff like that, at 7 p.m., it is no more. No more YouTube, no more this, no more that, unless I'm listening and watching fish. Okay, not things that I need to learn, but my goal is to 1, disconnect and unplug, make it darker, quieter, and cooler. Okay, meditate, being grateful, reading for 30 minutes, having a conversation with my girlfriend, and learning and studying. Now, obviously, learning and studying, that would be best during, you know, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m. That might, you know, go around. But to be honest with you, I want to commit to at least 45 minutes of studying throughout the day. And so those are notifications and those are routines and things that I have set up, and I can add, retract whatever type of habits there are within that application. So that I'm like, okay, got to hit these. That morning habit, and then 12 p.m., it may not happen all the time. Because obviously now that I'm going to be going, and thank God, I'm so happy. And I knew that this was going to happen. And I kept telling myself, I said, man, I want to get out. I need to go out and go teach, you know, go teach at another, you know, at another whole, you know, be in Bangkok is what I'm trying to say. And the next thing you know, I don't know who they are, hotel executives or whatnot, but they fell, a wonderful client had fallen right back into my lap. And I'm like, okay, now at 12 p.m., I may not be able to do that sometimes, but I may be able to do that between 12 p.m. and 7 p.m., and I will get it done. And so these are some things I need to have that conversation. And my girlfriend, when she gets home, she craves that conversation. She craves it. And sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'm too tired. So why am I too tired? And what can I do throughout the day so I can have that conversation with my girlfriend every evening? Because it's unfair to her. For me, by the time she gets home, I'm already tired. And she's not. See what I mean? So going back to it, I want you to write down three words, okay? I want you to write down three words that describe the best of who you are. So me, it's like my resilience, my bouncing back, my courageousness of getting through Thailand, and my passion in terms of the things that I do, you know? And then again, writing down the priorities for not only today, but tomorrow. And that gives me a few separate plans that I can create. So obviously, first thing first, Friday finishes. What will I have completed by the end of the week? And I got to be clear about what I need to achieve. Second, the Monday to-dos, such as the priorities, like this podcast, developing that motivation, you know, capturing a bunch of them and moving different things around and figure out, okay, which priority do I need to get down? Here we go. Let's go. And then again, Tuesday, the things that I need to do tomorrow. Because guess what? If I could win Monday and have clarity on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, well, guess what? Wednesday and Thursday are just going to take care of themselves, right? So now that you know this, it's time to get to work. I'm your host, as always, over and out.